The World This Week. Politics.
Mayhem gripped Kazakhstan. Big rallies against fuel price rises morphed into violent protests against the autocratic regime. The president, Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, dismissed his government, but this failed to soothe tempers. Rioters burned buildings and briefly seized an airport. Without evidence, Mr. Tokayev accused foreign powers of stirring unrest. He asked for help from a regional military alliance that includes Russia. Internet access was cut off. North Korea tested a hypersonic missile, according to the country's state media. It is the second report in recent months of North Korea testing a weapon that is more manoeuvrable than a conventional ballistic missile. Delhi imposed a weekend curfew to slow the spread of the Omicron variant, which is highly transmissible but appears less deadly than previous strains of coronavirus. India, like most countries, is suffering a new wave of infections. Local governments are rushing to reimpose restrictions. Undeterred, politicians are still holding huge rallies in states that are holding elections in February and March. Novak Djokovic, the world's best tennis player, sparked a row when he arrived in Australia to prepare for a tournament with a COVID vaccine exemption. After the government said he should be treated the same as everyone else, border officials revoked his visa. Joe Biden tried to reassure Americans that the Omicron variant should be a cause of concern but not alarm, as recorded cases in the country hit 1 million in a day. His comments were somewhat at odds with those of Anthony Fauci, the White House's main COVID advisor, who warned that hospitals were in danger of being overwhelmed. Soon after he was sworn in as the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams faced down the Maine Teachers Union to insist that schools remain open. The union wants a brief return to remote learning, which it says will mitigate staffing shortages caused by COVID-19. Mr. Adams also kept in place a strict vaccine mandate on private firms and said it might be expanded in April to include booster shots. By contrast, in Chicago, classes were cancelled. The Maine Teachers Union claims it would be unsafe to reopen. City officials accused it of ignoring the harm cancellation will do to children. Emmanuel Macron summed up his COVID vaccination policy in France by saying he wanted to piss off people who haven't been jabbed by barring them from restaurants, shops and social events. This was preferable, he said, to jailing the unvaccinated or forcibly injecting them. Critics swooned at his coarse language and robust sentiments, but many French people agreed with him.